You're listening to SBS News.
As Bridget McKenzie faced a public grilling in Senate estimates, her Nationals colleagues were attacking her in private, threatening to spill the deputy leadership in her absence. They're furious a dairy code of conduct they've long been calling for was suddenly and unexpectedly bargained off to secure One Nation support in the Senate. But senior colleagues like Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester have jumped to her defence.
I think Bridget McKenzie is doing a damn good job in a difficult portfolio area. Our job as members of Parliament is to come here and fight on behalf of the people we represent. We're fighting on behalf of regional Australians. In terms of Bridget's role...
You're not ruling out the fact that her leadership could be under threat?
In terms of Bridget's role within the party, she's completely secure. She's working hard to deliver for Australian farmers.
Darren Chester says political ambitions can sometimes get in the way.
Well, this place is full of people with personal ambitions, it's full of people with big personalities and big ideas, and occasionally from time to time they might bump into each other and that might play out publicly. Well, I'm always frustrated when we spend a second or a minute or an hour of any day talking about ourselves.
Labor's agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon agrees with Mr. Chester's frustration.
Well, you know, our rural communities are in crisis. Our farmers are being forced off the land. Our rural towns are running out of water. Food prices are beginning to rise, which is going to impact on all Australians. And of course, we're now starting to fear a food security crisis sometime in the future. Meanwhile, the Nats are just fighting amongst themselves.
On a day of departmental deflections in Senate estimates, there was finally an answer to Green Senator Nick McKim's question.
Can anyone tell me how much has been spent on Christmas Island Detention Centre since it was reopened?
Australian Border Force's Kayleen Zakharov provided a response in the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee overnight.
We've got administered expenditure of $26.8 million, and that's to the 31st of August 2019. Announced on the 13th of February, from memory, and on the 16th of February it was reactivated.
Senator McKim pressed officials about the cost.
We spent $30 million in recommissioning a facility that, in fact, has been used to detain four people for a couple of months. I mean, that's an accurate statement, isn't it?
Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram accepted the statement was correct, but rejected Senator McKim's assessment.
Senator, yes, I said it wasn't re-established for the purposes of detaining four people. There's two separate issues, but you're factually accurate. What's been spent has been spent, and there are four people in there now.
The Morrison government has argued the detention centre was required to deal with sick asylum seekers and refugees from Nauru and Manus Island, who were approved to come to mainland Australia under the so-called Medivac legislation. The Department of Home Affairs revealed 135 people have been transferred to Australia, including six with adverse security ratings, with 13 hospitalised and five refusing treatment. Here's Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton.
We'll be able to save money on Christmas Island when we can abolish the Medivac bill, because at the moment we've got people coming to our country through the back door under Labor's law.
The Home Affairs Department says staff will remain on Christmas Island as long as the deterrence posture remains their advice to the government under its border protection regime. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.